Never assume that a person is a licensed attorney. Always ask them to show you a copy of their attorney ID card. This card is similar to a state ID card. It has a barcode on it. Attorneys often scan the barcode on it to get into courthouses without having to go through security. Also, never assume a judge has the authority to perform judicial acts just because he or she sits on a bench and wears a black robe. Most purported attorneys and judges who engage in criminal activities got their job by taking bribes and/or performing sexual favors. Think about it this way: a police officer will ask you for your license and the vehicle registration. They won't take your word for it. The attorney will sometimes have the abbreviations PC, which means private corporation, or LLC, which means limited liability company. These abbreviations have nothing to do with engaging in the practice of law. Further, if an attorney is not using their license registered name, it does not matter what the name of the company states. A criminal attorney, like any criminal, will trick you into believing anything to gain your trust in order to separate you from your money, property, freedom, etc. Non-attorney notaries, etc., are often used to create and fill in the blanks of simulated legal instruments. Only licensed attorneys can fill in the blanks of legal instruments, draft legal instruments, such as the HUD, one settlement statement, mortgage loan agreements, deeds, wills, etc. You should always ask for a copy of the alleged notary commission certificate when using the services of a notary. You should always ask for an alleged attorney's licensed ID card. A judge is also usually an attorney by trade, so ask to see a copy of their license too. Asking for a copy enables you to do the following: 1. To check to see if they are a licensed attorney. 2. To check to see if the name and signature that they are using matches the name and signature that they use or used on purported court documents and other documents that they prepare for you. In fact, when dealing with any attorney that was hired by you or the opponent or a judge, carry around a few typewritten statements that states as follows: I declare, or certify, verify, or state under the penalty of perjury that my legal registered is, insert a blank line for the name, and I am authorized to practice law in the following courts, insert a blank line, for listing the name and the location of the court. When they fill out or draft any document for you, ask them to add the following declaration at the end of the document. Quote, I declare, or certify, verify, or state under the penalty of perjury that the foregoing is true and correct. Unquote. Next, write the word executed on this date and insert a blank line for the date. Then have them print and sign the name exactly as it is printed on their identification ID card. This name should be the same name that is listed on the ARDC's website. If it is not, then the ID card is fraudulent. The phrase penalty of perjury is like garlic is to vampires.